2. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
November 9th, 1989. History is made. The Berlin Wall falls. Years pass. Decades end. A new century is born. In 2021, one wall remains at Revolution Radio. The wall between Studio A, the Wisdom Circle, and Studio B, the Raw Deal. The wall falls. History is made. Wisdom Circle plus Raw Deal equals the event. James Fetzer, David Scorpio, Giuseppe Vaffanculo, Brutal Honesty, Chris Winert. History is made. And now, the event.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where I'm very pleased to have Giuseppe Vaffanculo introduce our fabulous guest today for the big event. Giuseppe.
Well, Jim, we're honored to once again welcome a true hero, a freedom fighter for against this globalist medical tyranny. Joining the event today is Dr. Judy Mikovits. Welcome, Dr. Judy.
Good morning, Giuseppe. Good to be here.
Jim, you want to lead off with the first question?
Judy, we've heard so many reports about the effects of the mRNA vaccine, including that it changes your DNA to turn it into an attack vehicle on your own body the next time around. In other words, it weakens your immune system and sets you up for a future very painful death. And alternatively, Jim Stone has suggested it actually sets the body up to produce prions, which of course are responsible for mad cow disease. Either way, that's a terrifying prospect to consider for those who are still contemplating taking the vaccine. Your thought?
Yes, that's exactly correct. And I can go in great detail, which I will, because prions, in addition to making your body's cells produce HIV and the gamma retroviruses integrate in your DNA and stay there, you know, throughout the life. And then they express when the DNA in your cells express. So what the mRNA vaccines do is they actually change the regulation of your DNA, because the message is what the mRNA means, message. But what we learned, and that message is usually translated into protein in the cytoplasm of the cell. So they're telling you, oh, it just goes in the cytoplasm of the cell, and it just gets translated into the proteins that are the components of the spike protein. But that's not at all true. What it does is, because it's a nanoparticle, it goes into the nucleus of the cell, where the mRNA then is synthetic. So it's not recognized and translated into any proteins. And what it does actually is change the expression of your DNA, epigenetics on top of the DNA. So it changes the expression of every cell in the body. And each cell of the body has the same DNA blueprint, but it expresses differentially depending on what you know, what our blueprint is intended to say, whether it's an eye cell, a lung cell, whatever. So here you've got a synthetic piece of DNA, which can actually produce, you know, prions, which are proteinaceous. That's what the PR means, like proteinaceous, infectious particles. And we have a precursor protein that makes a normal, it's called the prion protein. This precursor protein is in every cell of the body in the brain. And what happens when a prion enters another proteinaceous particle that's foreign is it converts our normal protein that's largely expressed, as I mentioned, in the brain and associated. That's what mad cow disease is. It's called Jakob-Creutzfeldt disease. And back in, I believe it was the early 90s, some bone meal or proteins from cows were actually in feed that human beings ate in food in other places where we use bovine albumin, which is a lot of different sources. And those bovine proteins, those prions, were carried into the brains of just a few, you know, dozens, maybe a dozen people in London died of mad cow disease. So what they realized is that the cows expressing the prions, the proteinaceous, not infectious particles, for which the discovery of which Stanley Prusner won a Nobel Prize, those prions expressed in the brains take your own proteins and convert them into these large aggregates, which, like Alzheimer's, which are aggregates of other proteins that just destroy your brain. So it goes in there, it's inflammatory, it destroys your brain. The immune system, the microglia and the brain immune system simply can't clear that. And the inflammation is such, and it's a horribly painful disease as you literally lose your mind. So the cows in the field were falling down. They were sick and they harvested them anyway and put them in the food. And that cost the UK government quite a lot of money, is they had to pay for these people who got sick because they did not destroy the herds where the cows were clearly falling down and something was horribly wrong. And in sheep, this is a disease that happened in sheep as well, when HIV came along, some of these prions were in people who died of AIDS. And this is some of the reason why we know HIV alone doesn't cause AIDS. So basically, government had to destroy a few herds, and it cost them a fortune. So think about it now as the UK and the United States government are forcing these injections and turning your own brain against yourself, as you'll begin getting prion disease. And then they'll say it's your own fault, because of course every human has this precursor protein, and we don't know why foreign particles introduced in the brain are not a good idea anyway. But again, it will cause these kinds of disease where frankly you lose control of your entire body. Things like Lou Gehrig's disease, the Parkinsonian disease, the shakes, the kinds of adverse events, myalgic encephalomyelitis, inflammation of the brain and spinal cord, multiple sclerosis, all of these things are will happen. And this is what we were saying in the last few shows, as people get these mRNA vaccines. And as if you get the J&J vaccine, well, you're simply taking an adenovirus vector, that's gene therapy adenovirus, and you're expressing the very same particles, and they will go into the brain because they're lipid nanoparticles, synthetic. And so you've got another human being's prions, gamma retroviruses, virome, microbiome, and you'll attack yourself. And the autoimmune aspects is, as Giuseppe and others on this show knows from people who we see with these diseases all the time, it's brutal. It's a slow, painful death. And of course, they'll say it's your own fault. It's your endogenous expression when they change the expression of your of every cell in the body. So it's weaponized. It's horrifically evil. And people, I hope people will wake up with shows like these.
Giuseppe.
Dr. Judy, two-part question. For part one is, how likely is it when someone takes this Moderna or this Pfizer jab, are they likely to develop the pathogenic experience of the prions and essentially have mad human disease? How like in a percentage, how many people will get that? Just a ballpark. I know you can't say exactly. And my second part of the question as a follow-up is, it seems to me now that we're 14 months into this scamdemic, that the gain of function coronavirus with some scary bells and whistles, but 99.997% of all people under the age of 65 survive it. It seems to me that was developed to drive people to these vaccines that have been around for a while, not the other way around. Like they represented their gaslighting lie. Oh, we're developing these vaccines to fight. I mean, to me, they've been trying to get this type of vaccine for decades. Those are my two questions.
Yeah, the first question on how likely and what percentage is, we actually know pretty well. It's between 6% and 12%. Wow. And those are the people with, you know, in the studies, the people with chronic fatigue syndrome, you know, which XMRVs, and the people with HIV is 6%. So both of those viral infections or dysregulation of the expression of your syncytin gene are associated with, strongly associated with these kinds of neuroimmune diseases. And if you've never seen a severely ill ME patient, they're in a dark room, this situation, the pain is so bad that the blanket has to hover above them. The walls are sound protected because the pain of any sound in their ears. And they live like that, you know, for decades. So 6 to 12 in HIV, there was a disease called HIV associated neurodevelopmental disorder. I can't remember the acronym they called it, but basically it wasn't the expression of the virus because the copy number of HIV in these people was no different than anyone else. So it was where it integrated in the genome and how it dysregulated, particularly in the brain. So people got these kinds of neurological diseases from HIV infections, along with a lot of brain cancer, a lot of glioblastoma, a lot of that. So, we all, those people, that 12%, as we know, there's HIV envelope in the viral strains, as we know, there's syncytin expressed deliberately. That's the XMRV envelope, or our HGRV, our human gamma retrovirus syncytin, which syncytia means fusion of cells. So when you express another animal's syncytin or even your own syncytin, which is what the mRNA will do, is express that in the wrong place at the wrong time, you'll get disease. So 12% of the people are already dying and will die quickly. Healthy children, especially those that have never been vaccinated, because remember, our polio vaccines are Vero monkey kidney cells, and they carry all of these variants. So 12% will die immediately and are dying immediately. We're seeing it with bleeding disorders, with this, the kinds of coagulopathies, accelerated MS, accelerated. But, you know, we now have Lou Gehrig's disease where people die within a year. And so there's a lot of environmental toxins going on. But we're just helping along the people in the nursing homes. Think of it. Who did they give these vaccines first? Oh, people in nursing homes with dementia. Oh, people in mental facilities. oh, okay, so they know those are the people they're killing first because they're costing them too much money and they don't want the liability as in the UK. So I think that answers both of your questions in that healthy people and people that protect their immune system, the very young, which is why we're fighting so hard these days to stop this force on our children, to get these masks off our children, to stop these shots in the schools, to stop the healthy that are actually our herd immunity. They're actually protecting the elderly and protecting us because they have protective responses naturally, you know, without that shot. And as we make our kids sicker and sicker, we've kind of lost everything.
Judy, I'm traumatized hearing you say these things because I know you're speaking the truth, and I have now five relatives dear to me who have already taken the shot, and it's just devastating. Scorpio, your thoughts.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Judy, really good to talk to you again. I feel like we're becoming old friends. This is great.
We call long friends. I'm not getting any older. Long friends.
Good thinking. I like that. Okay. Thank you. You know, so much of what we're hearing from this, you know, mRNA or, you know, vaccine and all this attempt to essentially rewire humanity, it reminds me of, you know, the Sorcerer's Apprentice, you know, the little mouse with a magician's hat on playing with forces he really doesn't understand and getting himself in quite a bit of trouble. And I have two questions. And if I could start off with this one, isn't it true that, you know, this mad cow disease was partly caused from this abhorrent practice of feeding cows blood and slaughterhouse products that were sort of just left over from the slaughterhouses, essentially making the cows into cannibals, you know, feeding them, you know, leftovers from the slaughterhouse. Is that correct? Is there truth in that being as part of the cause for this mad cow disease?
Sure, that's true. And what those cows then do is make autoimmune responses because those aren't self. And then, of course, our animals have been heavily vaccinated. In one example of a similar sheep disease, they call it scrapie, I believe, and I'll have to look it up because I've got that slide on my that paper on some of my slides. Maybe 2-3 years ago, a vet noticed that the entire group of sheep got sick, started falling down, got these horrible skin lesions. Think about what we're seeing from these vaccine injuries, skin lesions. It you know, looks like leprosy. So when you ingest your own kind, then you make autoimmune responses. And that's right. What's so important about that syncytin protein, and the government and Fauci saying all along, no, it's endogenous, folks. No, my virome is my virome, and the aborted fetal tissue or the monkey virome, you know, and all animals, lizards have syncytia. You know, lizards have that syncytin gene, that ancient gamma retroviral envelope. So yes, when we eat our own kind, and yes, the second part of Giuseppe's question is, since HIV, we've been trying to make vaccines, you know, to stop that neurological disease. And what we see is, you know, making vaccines or attempting to express viruses, make these mRNA vaccines to the original SARS, all the animals died. So they know very well that all the animals will die. So we are the experimental animals, and they simply rolled out emergency use and said, bye-bye. So yes, the whole practice of the feed, and that's why they were liable. And in that paper, somewhere in Ireland, the author wrote the paper, and then the journal Elsevier, owned by Gates, controlled by Fauci, the journal forced, once, you know, it got out, and it's veterinary journals, and they don't know, all of us know the history. So they're trying to cover this up. And it was clear the farmer who didn't vaccinate his animals, They didn't get sick. Everything else was the same, the land, water, everything else except the vaccines. And the author published that, and it was creepy. It sounded exactly like the stuff they did to me and Harvey Alter. Oh, you withdraw it and it implies no fraud. You let it be retracted and we will force retract it and destroy your career. Well, this author, like me, fought back. And of course, Harvey Alter withdrew his and got a Nobel Prize. That's how it works in our world.
Absolutely. And I guess my follow-up question is, you know, there's the Chinese vaccine that is being shipped all over the world as well. And oddly, we're not hearing really anything about what this Chinese vaccine is. Is it the same technology or are they working with something completely different? Because I almost wonder if this isn't a deliberate attempt to completely weaken the West through sickness, disease, death, and maybe the Chinese are using a different technology that's going to put them in a much better place once this is all over with. What are your thoughts on that? Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah, I have heard similar things. I haven't seen any data, which makes you wonder as well. But we know the antidote is out there. We know some people are not getting the shots. We know that the antidotes will be saved for people, or the shots are sailing in order to say, oh yeah, Fauci got it. Well, we all saw that needle didn't go into his arm.
Yep.
This is the problem. Throughout history, there have been hot lots. So they know what they're shipping where to kill people. And similarly, yes, well, the Chinese are going to want to get rid of a lot of their population. They always have. So, you know, who in China gets the hot lots is more what we say, because we knew that. If any of you saw a week or so ago, the movie Medical Racism, put out by Children's Health Defense. I'll email it to childrenshealthdefense.org. I'll email it to Giuseppe. But medical racism, you know, it was amazing. It just will blow you away. But this is the hot lots. So they sent hot lots of vaccines that had BCG, gonadotropin, in to sterilize different populations around the world. They did hot lots in India. They did the hot lots of Gardasil in Somalia, the deadly Gardasil. By the way, the injury we see from Gardasil is very similar to these COVID vaccines. And Gardasil is one of the few that's made in this synthetic lipid nanoparticle, you know, that can go in every cell of the body. So the key is that viruses can't go in every cell of the body. But when you deliver them in that nanoparticle and deliver them to all parts of the brain in susceptible populations, in 9 to 12-year-old girls, that's hormones. So the hormones are driving, you know, the immune system away from protecting into development. So you won't grow bones, you'll grow fat. You destroy your endocannabinoid system. These are the talks I'm making for later, you know, how to protect ourselves, how to have normal fatty acids, how to maybe flood out this synthetic particle for those who have gotten this shot. And what we see is what we're doing right now is say never get a second shot, because the second and third shot are the ones that kill in Gardasil. And you notice what they did in Gardasil was they said, oh, we don't need 3 shots anymore about halfway through it. And they kind of twisted the literature and we caught them in vaccine court. Don't worry. Frank and I were bulldogs in vaccine court, and that's all record. And as you know, in the book, Plague of Corruption, which Giuseppe just held up, we have our actual filings. We have the actual corruption of the judges, and we aren't shy about shipping it around the world. We're getting closer to where we're going to release all of it to show this corruption has gone on. So in Gardasil, they knew they only need 2 shots to kill most of the susceptible and set up the non-susceptible. So young women who got Gardasil are now primed to be sterilized and killed with even 1 shot of the COVID vaccine. So that's why, hey, we got J&J, you only need one shot. And I can't tell you how many people say, can I get that shot? What about no, don't you understand? I think there was a country song, you know, nothing, never, not a, you know, niet, that commercial on TV. Nothing, no. Understand people, or it will kill you. And I know it's hard for people to believe that because they take the shot and they feel well. Well, you know, just wait. It's a ticking time bomb. And it's intended that way. And yes, they've been developing that for years. They know exactly what they needed to put in that shot to murder and cover up 40 years of vaccine injury.
I'm on the verge of nausea. Chris, go for it.
Oh, man, I got a bunch. Wow, this is amazing stuff. It's stuff that I think I've kind of have known for a while. I think we've delved into a lot of factual information that could probably arrive at what I could sum up as war crimes, where these people with known vested interests who have also been caught doing this to the EU, the same extortion thing over, I think it was swine or H1N1 in 2009, paid a $10 billion or euro deferred prosecution settlement. Nobody went to jail, basically for, you know, inflating the threats and dangers of this outbreak in Europe 10 years ago. And it was obviously just a hoax and a scam. And it was nothing more than maybe a flu that was maybe accelerated by a vaccination program that brings in super spreaders. And Dr. Judy, I want to give you an opportunity to maybe address the audience to highlight something. You brought up in a previous video about using fetal cells in order to make these biocontaminants more, spreadable, I guess would be a word to put, or so that they can stay alive and active in terms of some of these concoctions that we're seeing. Can you maybe point out some of the connections between these people like Bill Gates, who are trying to put in this mRNA and nanotech technology, and their involvement in some of these NGOs and some of these political operations like abortions and you know, Planned Parenthood and things like this, where they use the byproduct of these materials for the development of these vaccines and for the sake of disease enhancement. And like I said, to increase spreadability. And also you talked about the blood brain barrier and maybe that's part of the Schwab thing that they're trying to do in terms of puncturing that with the ethylene oxide or whatever that stuff is there. It's amazing stuff to see. You know, 10 years ago as well, they were putting out these stop and desist for any videos on social media that put into these animal farms and not only showed the antibiotic program, the GMOs that were being fed to them, you know, them having to have a fourth hole drilled into their fourth stomach to scrape out the corn that their body couldn't break down that they were feeding them in the GMOs and stuff. This system here seems to just basically gaslight the victims or blame them and put them into these soft kill measures through gaslighting, and immense money's behind this, immense profits behind this. All these people that have the money behind this don't want to use these products themselves, but they want you and your children to take them on like they're their lifeblood and salvation. So this is something that when I'm seeing these inversions and them exploiting the obtuse and their instincts to naturally help people and to perceive that they're helping people, running around and forcing these draconian measures, you should wear a mask, you should get a vax, you should, you know, social distance, whatever this crap is, it's purely sinister to see this consensus management that's coming in place and to see them wiping out not only their Social Security obligations, but also using people's 401ks to fund these operations, these soft kill measures, in addition to using the stimulus to brainwash these people into taking these vaccines or to wearing these masks. And it's really, you know, a lot of Federal Reserve money that's being utilized for this to deliver this MK Ultra agenda. It's almost like Mockingbird meets the Phoenix program. And you know, I'm just beside myself seeing it go down, trying to warn others about this and having them literally just shove me away to run right off the face of a cliff. It is, Fetz, I'm with you, man. I know exactly what you're going through. I'm sure others are going through this too. Can you maybe shed some light on this madness of this fury that I kind of touched on here the best you can?
Yes. Can I share one screen?
Sure. Let's, why
one
not?
Screen
absolutely.
That pretty much answers all of your question, I hope. So let's see if I can share this screen and show you.
Simple, isn't it? You know, I mean, the truth is really simple. Doesn't need to be an expert. You know, you can just tell that the truth is by looking at all these coincidences that seem to line up, whether it's the economic forum, the repo market, the resets, the whole revaluation of currencies, the debt thing, you know, the dot-com bubbles or the crypto bubbles or they're trying to put on us, whatever the scam or the crime is, they always put these terror events on and then somehow or another people forget all about this stuff.
So can you see this slide?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
It doesn't matter if you still see me. This is a slide made by Sherry Tenpenny, which she and I started talking about 2 years ago, and she maybe started talking about it a lot longer, 3 years ago. But this is a partial list of vaccine ingredients in our given vaccines. So you note down there, with respect to the blood-brain barrier, you have in the first column polysorbate 80. We use that making drugs for patients with brain tumors because it's a detergent along with Triton X100 that literally, and that's in the next slide. So what do you see with Triton X100? Oh, ethylene oxide. So it gets converted to that and opens the blood-brain barrier. So on these swabs that they stick up in the meninges of your brain, yes, they're applying a way to open the blood-brain barrier. And so that's why they keep hitting people day after day after day. And I beg people to just do cheek swabs or spit or don't do anything at all if you can. Let me just turn that one off. I thought I did. And so what you also see here are the animal cell lines, you know, bovine. Bovine is in every single viral vaccine because we must grow the cells in some kind of bird of serum. The cell lines won't live in the laboratory without serum from another animal, all the other proteins in the serum. And serum is, you know, clotted blood. You remove the plasma is non-clotted. So you've got chicken eggs in every flu shot. With viruses. So in the serum, you're going to get bovine. Oh, didn't we just talk about prions, you know, chicken, you know, because you're getting the precursor protein, the proteinaceous non-infectious particle. You know, it wasn't realized that if you simply inject another animal's prions are precursor proteins to that protein in the brain and allow it to go in there with polysorbate 80 and Triton X100 and the other things. It's as if we consumed it, only it's worse than eating it because we have enzymes in our mouth and our guts that can destroy a lot of these things, especially if they're cooked and they don't get into the brain. It's when you give them the ability to get into the brain that you have the problem. We make things in insect cells. So think about Lyme disease, chronic Lyme disease. Think about, Borrelia, Babesia, mosquitoes where, everything. We've got baculovirus, yeast. So these things, you start making autoimmune response. Your body said that's not self, and you've injected it directly in the blood. So those human cell lines, these are continuously growing. These Vero monkey kidney cells have been grown in the lab since I was there in the 80s. This is what the clone of this Vero E6, the E means the well of a 96 well plate. So you make a clone of it that is the best manufacturing plant for enteroviruses, your polio vaccine, for other for bat tissues, your Ebola, your strain du jour of the coronaviruses. And then it's a lot cheaper to do insect cells. So we've injected a lot of insect genomes and viromes into and microbiomes into people. And so here with WI38, this is what was a lung aborted fetal tissue cell line from lungs. MRC5, I forget what tissue that comes from. And this PERC6 is how you grew is the cell line you're growing the adenovirus in for the J&J vaccines. This is gene therapy. You must grow a viral antigen in a host cell. And you don't want to have to keep, like, the eggs get very expensive because those are, you know, chicken eggs. And what they do on those chicken eggs on the next slide seen here, here's all the pathogens in eggs. I mean, that list is not intended to be read, but this is what the Charles River Laboratory, which is part of this whole big fraud up in, Rockefeller and all this group. So you have specific pathogen premium eggs that we use in our flu shots. And so notice the flock that they use for the eggs to grow, you know, to inject the various strains for the annual flu shot and grow enough virus and then put it in the shot, in this whatever other garbage they put it in. They don't remove any of the bird proteins. And notably, they do not check for avian coronaviruses. Well, there are avian coronaviruses, too many, but just one is one that infects birds, causing a highly infectious bronchitis, respiratory tract, gut, kidney, reproductive systems of chickens. You know, so what did we inject? And have I been saying for, you know, the last 2 years, how did we start this this plague of corruption? I'll just stop the sharing for now. But I think those two slides answer your question. We've been marching toward this end since, you know, literally since the early 90s. And I'll say that since 1989, because it was in 1986, you know, when then President Ronald Reagan, when Tony Fauci stood next to him and said, "I'm not going to make your vaccines anymore if all liabilities not removed. You know, we have to have, you know, immunity. You're the only ones that are going to get immunity from any of these shots." So, you know, that was in the 70s when the, I believe it was H1N1. It doesn't matter which flu came out, 76 to 80, still in college. And essentially nobody got the flu, that type strain of influenza, you know, but the vaccine gave Guillain-Barré, a paralysis disease. They call them different things, but hey, think about mad cows. They're falling down. They can't walk. They have polio. Every polio case in this country and probably worldwide is literally caused by the vaccines. And now we have new viruses, new entero strains that aren't the polio strain of enterovirus. And so the CDC says, "Oh, you can't call it polio. It's a different strain." Now they turned it all around and said, "Oh, it's all SARS-CoV-2. SARS-CoV-2 causes everything." And in fact, it causes nothing. So they play the strain game, which we remembered they played the strain game in the XMRVs. No, Harvey Alter didn't validate your findings. He found polytropic, you know, gamma retro, not xenotropic gamma retro, but, you know, it's a game. It's a game, and you can see the speak. You can see how they twist the broad. And this is a cover of this 4 decades. So these shots are loaded with these viruses. They'll get the strain du jour, and most of America who was stupid enough to put on a mask and get a flu shot, and unfortunately, populations who weren't stupid but were forced, like the military, the healthcare professionals, the lab workers, whoever, the people they force every year. That's why I'm coughing. You know, got that XMRV, contagious cancer, folks. 2011, it was realized contagious cancer. Blood supply had been contaminated for 40 years. Tony Fauci says HIV causes AIDS. MECSF is just crazy women and Munchausen's by proxy, and they're not sick at all. They just can't take a man's world. And so, it, you know, we know the XMRVs took out the natural killer cells and the plasmacytoid dendritic cells in the innate immune response, and HIV took out the TB cells and macrophages. So there you are. Who died in the first round of AIDS? The people that were infected with both. We see that with Arthur Ashe. We knew that with Ryan White. We knew that with doctors, nurses everywhere who are still suffering and still have cancer. You know, unfortunately, the people that only got XMRVs have that life there where they're in a room, their brain doesn't work, they're in intense pain all the time, depending on where those were expressed in the brain and what their epigenetic and genetic environmental toxin susceptibilities were. So this is the murder of them. And, you know, maybe that's a godsend because those people are suffering so much. I don't know the answer to that.
Dr. Judy, I was going to ask you a follow-up question. It seems like they're really trying to create a civil war, whether it's within the domestic population or within the actual human body by its own immune system or whatever. This seems to be an agenda that seems to be a universal formula that they're trying to adhere to. And to me, it only seems the only immunity that's going to come from this vaccination program is for the big pharma companies and the politicians and the officials, the bankers that are funding these eugenics programs and these depopulation agendas. And also, thirdly, I wanted to ask, is that Charles River Group? Is that like Harvard and MIT by any chance?
Charles River Laboratories, private laboratory, and they supply animals for study literally everywhere. All the mice, the manufacture of biological therapies. And people don't realize it's not only your biological therapies, your vaccines that are heavily contaminated. Think about immune therapy for cancer. We knew they were killing people with these drugs. Wow. And that's the big fortune and that's the big lie. And yes, the money, it's follow the money, it's kill. Wow. You know, what do? They strip you of every bit of your income, as you know, we're seeing 20 years old, our 41-year-old daughter-in-law with colon cancer, state might not live. She has a whole group of friends in the 30s who are dead.
Yeah, the gig economy. Good luck dealing with this, you know?
So they're broke. Spend all their money trying to save their young loved ones, their children, the childhood cancer rates exploding, these kids with the brain, and they're not allowed to have medicines with autism, with all of these diseases, lupus. Oh, they're idiopathic. Oh yeah, the idiots don't understand the pathogenesis, but we do. And they're just, the band plays on and they can't, you know, they go and buy supplements and the supplements allow the energy therapies that could heal things. Those aren't allowed, you know. Giuseppe knows the game with the neighbor from a year or so ago, the military. We're just being murdered. All our money's being spent. All our resources are being spent trying to save our loved ones. And then they get all the money and everybody's dead and they don't have to pay Social Security. You know, I did a couple of cases in vaccine court where the flu vaccine killed, let's just say, an 80-year-old man, dropped out of his bed dead the day after he got it. Sure, that's what happens. We know that on cytokine storm, you can't, with cardiac disease, people are already on blood pressure medicines. People are, the adverse reactions, like Sherry put in that slide, they don't test them for any of that. They don't test them for antibody-dependent enhancement. We've been screaming pathogenic priming for decades in cytokine storms, and the court said, well, those don't exist. Oh no, it's only a systemic thing. Look at the cancer at the injection site. We're seeing, look at the mouth cancer we're seeing from these masks, from these shots. It's incredible what's happening. And this is, you know, they've known it all along. And the kill switch is because the civil war is groups like Children's Health Defense, like the Nation of Islam, like who recognized this decades ago, and put out the movie Medical Racism, where you talk about Tuskegee, where you talk about what's been done over the years. The movie 1986, The Act, Mike Hugo, the lawyers when there were honest lawyers, you know, now they're all captured and they're going to lose their life if they say anything or do anything. But you can watch these films. The band played on the Dallas Buyers Club, 1986, TheAct.com, Vaxxed 1, Vaxxed 2. And you can see all of this. And it's literally just no matter how loud the people are trying to talk or speak the truth in love. You know, you can see the murder of the Christians, the Israelis, you know, we're seeing that now. And now it's just the band plays on. Now it's just, you know, the movie is the band played on, but Don McLean's song, American Pie. You know, it's just the band just doesn't get off the field, no matter how much the data show. And this is why the movie The Band Played On is the one basically that we wrote our three books about, because you could see the opportunistic infection. You could see, wait a minute, healthy Americans don't get that. You know, the SIDS deaths all along. It's been these shots all along. And people figured it out and started making real noise. And I would say the first real noise was the election of Donald Trump. Look at a book, The Day Christians Changed America, because everybody recognized we were being murdered. I believe George Barna is the author. Yeah, my friend George. The Day Christians Changed America. So, that, you know, when Hillary fell down outside that car in October of 2016, oh, I'm fully vaccinated. Where'd that come from? Nobody mentioned a vaccine when you fell down outside the car. Well, you got the Prevnar and the flu shot, so that explains why you fell down. You got your own mad cow disease, honey, in the war in your own body. And she was a mad cow.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Judy, I've been dumbfounded.
60 Minutes Sunday before the election, because all Trump innocently said was, no, I never got a flu shot. I don't believe in those. No, I'm healthy. I don't need anything. I'm healthy. You know, this is what we're all saying. We're healthy. We don't need anything. Thank you very much. And here you go. Sunday before the election, 60 Minutes, Tony Fauci. You know, why is he there then? Why then? Watch it. It was October. You can go back through the news, just like you can go back through Plandemic indoctrination and see Morley Safer and see the interviews all the way back in 76 when our media wasn't bought, you know, before the 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act, before we became only one of two countries that allowed direct to consumer advertising for drugs, for vaccines, you know, us in New Zealand. This is not a civilized society, and you're right. They've brainwashed everybody. We've taken away our responsibility and given it to them. So shame on you. And they're creating a civil war. Now it's like, I got to wear my mask. You wear your mask. Yeah. I got that shot. You get your shot. And I'm like, hey, because you're stupid, I'm not. You know, sorry. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. It's your responsibility to take care of your health.
Absolutely. Jim, you wanted to jump in.
Yeah, Judy, I've been dumbfounded by the complicity of the medical community in general in violation of the Nuremberg Code and even the Hippocratic Oath by not informing those who are receiving these vaccines that there are alternatives, including HCQ and inter.
Can you hear Jim now? Jim, hold on a second. Can you hear him now?
Yeah, I do. And I agree with you. We've seen this. I mean, the sad thing is I live this nightmare all the time. And every day I see more and the groups wake up. That's why that medical racism movie was like, oh, man, blew me away. I was, you know, I had just been arrested after it came out. So I didn't see it till a couple of Saturdays ago. And as soon as I saw it, I started holding events at our club where, you know, no mask, no nothing, and say, everybody needs to see this. Everybody needs to see what they've been doing. So the whole Black Lives Matter, they're creating these civil wars. You know, no, Black lives don't matter. If you knew the MMR was hurting Blacks and Hispanics 2 to 4 times more if they were given 3 RNA viruses, MMR, in a single shot before they were 3 years old. So you know it's pure evil if all they had to do was wait until they were 3 years old. What did they do? They covered it up and accelerated the injections to make sure everybody had the shot, and you couldn't figure out the difference between the unvaxxed and the vaxxed. And that's the subject. And they had a little data burning party at the CDC. That's the subject of the movie Vax. Unreal. And so you...
Judy, as I understand it, there
everybody should see. And then everybody will realize, you know, the Antifa and the so-called Black Lives Matter is just, you know, more of the we don't hate each other. You know, everybody essentially in that film has been a friend of mine, and we've been trying to help heal their family since I learned of what the plague of corruption that is.
Jim,
our science.
Go ahead. Yeah. Try now. I relinked the two apps. Can you hear Jim? Go ahead.
Thank you, Giuseppe. Judy, as I understand, there are three conditions for vaccinations. One is you must have.
Hold on, Jim. Hold on. They still can't hear you. Well, that's really weird. I know what happened. Okay, let me.
They send in these people to help, and they're really killing more people. Look at Bill Gates getting chased out of India. We need to do that here.
Right. We need to chase, and it's not a mistake.
Go ahead, Jim. Try now.
Oh, there he is.
Judy, as I understand it, there are three conditions for vaccination. The vaccine must be safe and effective, first. Second of all, everyone receiving must be explained the benefits, but also the risks and any available alternatives, which in this case would include HCQ and Invectomectin. And third, that it must be the case that the vaccine will give you a benefit, that it will not do more harm than the threat it's designed to protect against. We know this doesn't even cure the alleged problem, that you're still transmissible and that you have not been cured, and that Fauci is telling we should still wear two or three masks, even though he knows that it was bacterial pneumonia that killed millions and millions after the Spanish flu, not the flu itself, and that wearing masks promotes bacterial pneumonia. This is just as disgusting as it gets.
That's correct. And what you said, sorry, trash truck, what you said is exactly true of what should have happened. But in fact, that hasn't happened since 1989. Since the 1986 vaccine injury compensation program went into effect, no vaccine has been tested safe and efficacious in a double-blind placebo-controlled study, and all liability was removed. None of the risks are explained. None of the benefits are explained. And we all know, all you have to do is look at the flu shot. What does it do? It's supposed to ameliorate disease. You give a cup, 4 weakened strains, and you give 4 times the dose to the elderly because their immune system's getting tired. Let's just kill them now. And so this is, you know, the COVID vaccine program is even worse because they're not even FDA approved. They're emergency use only. But every year that flu shot comes out and nobody tests it. They test it against last year's vaccine. Same thing with polio, same thing. No vaccine manufactured since 1989, and they're not the same. They're biologicals. Every year's shot is different. Every lot is different. None of them are ever tested. This was what the Informed Consent Action Network, led by Del Bigtree, with childrenshealthdefense.org, Bobby Kennedy Jr., they did Freedom of Information Acts the last 5 years or so, finally got the CDC to admit, you know, that no safety testing. Show us one study. They could not, by the law. They violated the federal law, that, you know, that the law says the federal government is responsible. HHS, Health and Human Services, you know, is supposed to test every 2 years, everything. And they've never tested anything. We don't know the interactions. They give 6 things on a single day. It's almost impossible to sort out what killed somebody. And I'm the one that makes those drugs. Every time you made a cancer drug, you added one other thing to the protocol. You got to test each individually, all three together, 1, 2, 3 clinical trials. I have drugs that still haven't made it to market. Number one, because they work. Like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, because then if you don't have an alternative, they can force that emergency use only. Well, there is no emergency. The emergency was created by Tony Fauci with the masks. So yeah, you're correct. But none of this, and if none of this has any basis in law, and everything that's been done, everybody knows that, you know, the Leonard Cohen song, everybody knows. You know, and so why is nothing done? Why is Fauci not in Gates, not in jail for treason? Oh, and now what they're doing is SPAR, St. Paul acute respiratory. Oh, why St. Paul, Minnesota? Oh, that's where all the Somalians they injured are. So now they got their black population that they can just Minnesota. You know, oh, it's dark up there. They don't get vitamin D. Let's just hammer huge populations of ME/CFS, psychological disease, cancer, St. Paul, and the Somalians settled there as they attacked them. You'll see that in the movie Medical Racism. Wow. All carefully planned. And the only thing I know is why. It's totally out in the open. But what it really takes is every single person to take the mask off and say, no more, I'm not that stupid. Come on, Tony Fauci, two masks. Really? Yeah, really? How stupid do you really think we are? Well, shame on you. Anyone walking outside, anyone sitting in their car with a mask on, anyone with a mask on for any reason, because exactly what you said is true. And they know the mask cause. And people, little innocent children, are dying of bacterial pneumonia. They're calling it COVID. Oh, and then they're injecting people with the shot. This is another thing you haven't asked, but I'm going to say, people, they injected you with the pathogenic fragment of the coronavirus that the PCR test detects. So every cell in your body expresses that. Do you think you're going to test positive on a PCR? It's not COVID, folks. It's the shot killing you. I heard that. Oh, in Michigan, you know, 400 new cases of COVID. And, you know, no, not coronavirus infection. You injected it, folks. And how many deaths? You injected it. Don't you see what we're saying is coming true? There's no new infections. They don't need to infect anybody. They haven't given them a flu shot with dog coronaviruses or chicken coronavirus. They don't need to. They just created your own body into a virus factory. They've so compromised your innate immune response that you can't respond to anything. So all they have to do is sit back and watch you die.
That's the key issue, is that we think people should take to the streets and should demand a trial for crimes against humanity from Bill Gates and Tony the Rat Fauci. But most of these people, I would say somewhere in the line of 60 to 75%, they actually believe all these gaslighting lies. They think that vaccines are safe and effective. They think that this COVID scam did come from somebody eating a bat in a market in Wuhan, China. They believe these lies because they're so stupid. I mean, what other reason is there?
Well, and there's the evil one. They did this, so you have to do it. Yeah. I injected all my children
I jumped off a bridge.
Yeah. My mom used to say that. I don't care what anybody else does, you do what I say, and thank God for that. And this is the whole thing. Now we're all lemmings, we're all sheeple, we all walk around, and the anger is at those of us who are awake. Look, we're not sick, folks. I have XMRVs, I have a lung disease. My husband is 83 years old and with COPD. We're running around in the pool. We go to church every weekend. We're in bars every chance we get. Nobody's sick, folks. Look around. The only people that's sick are you. You wearing the mask, you getting the shots. You're the sick ones. Figure it out.
This has been the most sensational first hour. I cannot believe we're going to continue our conversation with Judy and then take callers at the bottom of the hour during the second, because I know Giuseppe, Scorpio, Chris, and I have further questions for this fabulous source of information. Every American needs to hear what Judy Mikovits is providing here. A mass murder, not only of Americans, but of the population worldwide. Shocking, stunning, unfortunately, all too true. The facts are gruesome, they're overwhelming. This is what every one of you needs to know. We'll be right back after this break.
We have to stay connected to the station, so everybody's got to just be quiet during the...
message. Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons, and the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This combined show today of the Wisdom Circle and the Raw Deal is certainly the big event, lives up to its name today. Giuseppe, would you like to pick up with Judy? And as I've mentioned, we're going to take callers at the bottom of the hour. Giuseppe.
Absolutely. Could you folks hear Jim, by the way, before I ask my question?
Yes.
Okay, great. So, Judy, how is the left arm doing, and what do you have planned for this spring now to continue to spread the word?
Yeah, the left arm is doing a lot better. I've been working out in the pool, got some great chiropractic and PEMF healing and other things. So doing much better. And I actually am going to fly to VaxCon 21 in Wisconsin next week. We'll see how that works. I'm taking a bodyguard this time. So cost me a little bit more, but it works.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And so, yeah, no, they're not going to silence me. We've got attorney, Lee Dundas, the civil rights attorney. I've got a fabulous attorney, Rhonda Kennedy, here in Ventura. You know, we're going after them, for, you know, what they did, the abuse and everything. And hopefully these very large lawsuits, can do something, And that's what we're doing right now. So, I won't stop, you know, educating. That's, you know, that's my job in life. And, that's what I'm doing. So I'll be traveling the next week or so, and I'll send you an advertisement for, VaxCon so people can see where we're going, or I'll share the screen. I'll look for it.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Go ahead, Giuseppe.
Oh, no, yeah. Go ahead. We're going to do the same thing. Go ahead. You go ahead.
Scorpio.
Okay. Well, Judy, you know, I heard you mention ivermectin in relation to hydroxychloroquine. You know, what's interesting here in Ecuador, ivermectin has always been available over the counter, you know, just to deal with parasites and stuff. And would you believe that the government just made ivermectin prescription only? Because too many people were using it as a prophylactic for so-called COVID. It just shows you the maleficence of the governments. Now, they'll stop at nothing to keep this narrative going. And that kind of leads me into my question for you, Judy. We're kind of having, you know, mixed messages sent to us right now by the, you know, the enemy war transmission known as the mainstream media news. They're telling us that, hey, you still have to wear a mask. You still have to socially distance. They're reopening schools, but all the little kids have to wear masks, and they have cubicles around them now. And, you know, they're reopening workplaces, but, you know, they're going to sterilize everything and keep people away from each other. And, you know, but what I'm seeing is, you know, we're seeing a lot of mixed messages. Because on one hand, they're saying, oh, we're reopening. But then they're saying, oh, now there's a double mutant strain going around, and it's super dangerous, so stay afraid. So do you think this narrative is falling apart, or are we being set up for, you know, another round of super spreaders? You know, because they showed this awful baseball game where lots of people were in the crowd, and they weren't wearing their masks. It's so scary. So where do you think this is going, Judy? Are we reopening, or are we heading towards another round of lockdowns and super spreader events?
Yeah, no, clearly the Biden administration is penalizing and attacking the states and the governments who have reopened, and they're going to make examples out of these people, you know, that are vaccinated and in these stadiums. As I said a few minutes ago, they're going to call it COVID. No, it's the vaccine. You injected it into these people, and they are expressing it, and that's why they're positive, and they're not necessarily sick. We got to get over the case-demic. People aren't sick. Healthy people are not spreaders. There's no such thing as an asymptomatic spreader of HIV or anything else that people simply don't express. We know that. We have 6% of America HIV infected. They get pre-exposure prophylaxis. That would be a vaccine. And they can do whatever they want and live their life. It's on the commercial up there on TV. So we give those drugs away to people who aren't even citizens to stop the replication of HIV and the spread of HIV. Interestingly enough, what you just mentioned about ivermectin being made prescription, you know, we did the exact same thing in this country they did with hydroxychloroquine. It used to be called Plaquenil. Even Dr. Frank said, oh, that's ridiculous. It's over the counter. It's Plaquenil. Just say you have rheumatoid arthritis, go buy it. You know, and I said, no, Frank, they put it behind in November of 2019. You know, it's all in plandemic indoctrination. You know, it's all in that movie. You can see the steps. You can see from what Alex Jones showed on InfoWars, the spark. We've got all the documents. We know they've been doing this, and they're just going to continue to do it. Even Biden, somebody sent me a clip of him saying, yeah, we know the vaccines affect the blacks more than anyone. Yeah, you're killing the blacks. You just admitted it. You just admitted the blacks and Hispanics. And I say, see, you know, there, the State Department is funding all these African immigrants. And one of my friends was driving in Northern California by the farm fields in Castroville, where artichokes and garlic is. And they had whole fields, parking lots of chairs of migrant workers, illegal aliens almost certainly, sitting there getting their shot. She thought they were eating lunch. And she said, creepy, creepy, creepy. You know, so this is what we're doing. We're piping in the super spreaders. We're blaming the anti-vaxxers and the anti-maskers. We name them, we shame them. We try to force each other to hate each other, which isn't working, because we're trying. If you got the first shot, hey, we can help you. If you got the second shot, you know, God can help you. And this is the whole, yeah, exactly, the cartoon. Gets the vaccine, gets six. You know, exactly. And it's our fault. But it's always been our fault. Remember back in that horrible flu season where everybody really got COVID-19. That was the one they were testing where the cough was so bad and it wasn't influenza, before they tested for coronaviruses or pneumonia viruses or respiratory syncytial virus or anything else. They did. They just call it all flu and lie to you. But during that flu season, let's just say 17, 18, when Timothy Cunningham, the PhD, Dr. Cunningham at CDC, was murdered when he happened to say, wait a minute, that flu shot is killing people. And it's in our book as well. So all the way back then, it was clear that the agenda was to kill the anti-vaxxers. Because what did they say? Oh, nurses in 2017 who wouldn't get the flu shot had to wear the mask. And then we started saying to the rest of the world, hashtag ask for the mask. Because you knew the nurse or the doctor not wearing the mask was not spreading influenza. Remember, the influenza vaccine is just like the coronavirus vaccines. You're just expressing the virus in just like a polio shot, just like MMR. It does not prevent transmission. None of them meet the legal definition of vaccines. Haven't for, as we said, 30 some years.
Yeah, Chris.
Language. Yeah, no doubt. It's definitely an abuse of language. It's like an inversion of linguistics, no doubt. And I think they really are making a systematic effort to not only put up some passive aggressive attacks on any sort of resistance to this takeover, this UN colonialization model that seems to be funded by the State Department. Like you say, in northern cities, I've noticed traveling for the last 2 years, many, many African immigrants that have been injected. I'm not talking about blacks. I'm talking about people from Africa off the boat, not to be racist, but literally tribal, you know, in some cases and from places like that. And that's cool. They have the culture, but there's not an organic immigration that's going on here. These people are being injected into the community, in many cases funded by the State Department, I would venture to say, or at least being sheltered in terms of sanctuary cities and some of these NGO sponsored initiatives that are coming out of nowhere and have all this money in the world to fund these things. So yeah, there's something going on where they want the only way to
plan. It's the clergy.
Yeah,
plan.
Sure. Yeah, and the only way.
You use the right word, injected into the communities, injected and injected. And
no doubt. Yeah, what I was going to say, though, it's like they want their DARPA communication to be the only way to talk to each other. They don't want you out, you know, shaking hands or having any human contact. They want social distancing or only going through their avenues of communication that they can control, censor, bottleneck, whatever, or even inject consensus management into these operations. If you truly get into some of the stuff they're doing now with that, it's amazing. So, it's really, slave training, this mask and vax thing. These are dehumanization tactics, and they are definitely effective, and they are certainly using the political sphere and many of the things going on with the election fraud and the economic resets and the way to go forward with this whole mess, you know, dealing with corruption, even with the programming that's come from Hollywood and what Hollywood's been doing in terms of many other things, coming to this awareness right now all at once. And they're trying to say that these things are not correlated, but it seems to me they all are. And it's like a limited hangout, a departmentalized hangout of the cabal, literally just hanging out low-level, mid-level scapegoats and trying to make it seem like that's good enough. So I think there's something going on here. I think they're trying to force in, like I say, the EBT or stimulus, COVID pay, the UBI, and they want the super the super spreaders, you know, to do this, like you were saying. That's an amazing point. You just kind of opened my mind to this plan a lot more than I had previously conceived and realized that this is all tied together, it seems like. And we're being colonialized by the UN and the UK and these forces from within by clandestine means. And when you warn people about this, they ridicule you. They call you Russian bots or things like this. Mm-hmm. They go on these, like I say, these attacks where they invert and do many things like the DNC's done for 4 years, talking about things like, Russian hacking or whatever. And they're participating in running election fraud, cooling this country. This is amazing stuff we're seeing here.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it, what we like, have.
Where's the resistance? You know, where? Yeah.
Well, we're here. I mean, we're here, and I think there's a bigger resistance than they want to know. And that's why we're so heavily censored, you know, because there's a huge resistance worldwide. I get calls from Barcelona, around the world, and we get on these things, and people are waking up. The communities that are most targeted are waking up, and those of us who are the resistance just have to hang in there and not let them tell us we're not the resistance.
Well, so, COVID seems to be like the convenient cover fire, just like they use all these diseases to coup countries, whether it's Zika or some of these things like Ebola in Africa, many of these things. Maybe you can go into some of these concepts, maybe in terms of military strategies or some of the things that you've been able to figure out from your experience and explain maybe how this can be used and funded like, under the pretense of national security, but really used as an act of aggression to really turn out the entire world to this cabal.
Right. Well, we're seeing that. You mentioned two of the key things. So, you know, this didn't start yesterday, as Giuseppe said earlier. You know, they've been planning this, you know, for a long time. They know these shots will kill. They know how they would kill. They knew if they set us up with flu shots, they knew if they set us up with the polio vaccine. You know, why did Gates ask for that in the beginning? Because he knows that Vero monkey kidney cells. So you're not going to be able to get the simian virus 40 out. And you're not going to be able to get the HIV relative simian immune deficiency virus out. You know, you're going to get an easy recombination event with all of those things that are supposedly there. No, in here, Robert Redfield, now that he's no longer in an official position, said, yeah, I have an opinion. Oh, yeah, this doesn't evolve like that. Yeah, it had to come from a lab and some, you know, almost exactly verbatim what I said at the Epoch Times interview, which aired April 8th of 2019. So all of this has gone on since that time. We knew all along what they were going to do, and they keep doing it. And so.
Judy froze.
Did we lose Judy?
Yeah, her internet froze up. They probably changed her.
You know, here she is. She's back.
All right, there you go. She's back.
Yeah, so with the plague of corruption, the last chapter of the plague of corruption, you know, gotcha, got the samples, got the things, got the Dr. David Martins, got the plandemics, got the people who came to this, God-given came to this, you know, and you can't stop the filmmakers, you know, and the filmmakers are waking up. So they put all of these things down. They've stopped us, as you said, from talking to each other. They're trying to stop us from traveling worldwide. So we're starting things like Freedom Airways, you know, and FAFTA, and pilots don't want to do this, and flight attendants don't want to do this. So we are forming our own communities and trusting each other. And, you know, there are a lot more people out there than they want you to know about. And that's why they had to hit the detonate switch with the common cold. And that's why they did Event 201. We convince people to kill themselves? And the answer is yes. A lot of people are going to die. No question about it. But the ones they're trying to kill right now are awake and they don't want to die. that the military, the nurses, the doctors, they see this. They're on the front line every day, and there are a lot more honest ones than dishonest ones. And so we're doing our best. We just have to find a way to support them. And that's why I love shows like this.
Scorpio. Like say something like we could, if we're really effective with the vaccine, we can depopulate 10-15% of the population within 5 years or something like that.
I have that clip.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm misquoting him, but I don't want to misquote him, but whatever it was something crazy like that. I mean, this is a guy in public saying this and people yet still refuse to believe it.
6% is XMRV and 6% is HIV. Yeah. It's easy. You can count those diseases. Bam. First to die.
Yeah, he basically was chuckling and he said, if we do our job with vaccination, we can lower the global population by 10-15%. I have that clip. You know, what I'd like to get a thought from everybody is the magnitude of the oxymoronic paradox, which is these people, these compliant mask wearers, vax takers are... They wear their cowardice and their fear as a badge of courage. Like, I'm doing it for you. I mean, it's insane. It's so inverted. It's absolute insanity.
Yeah. I mean, what I say is, no, I'm doing it for you.
Right.
So, and, you know, I'd love to just shoot the lights out of that sign in the middle of the road that says masks save lives, you know.
Well, think about it. Like every Karen on earth has been weaponized into a super soldier by this Hollywood MK Ultra thing. If you truly think about these hyperbolic martyrs like Giuseppe's talking about, amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah, that Karen on the plane, and I apologize to my sister, Karen, but the flight attendant on the plane, it's like, this is ridiculous. You know, you give a 20-something a little power, you know, a 30-something. Oh, you never had power before.
They go full Stanford experiment.
Right, exactly. That's what they're doing. In fact, the real estate agent, the rental agent at my apartment in Carlsbad tried it the other day on me. And I instantly gave 30 days notice. I said, see ya. Now you got two empty apartments. Good you thing. Don't play that game with me. You know, and that's what we need to do. We need to start saying, I'm going to spend my money with good, honest people, not you 20 somethings with braces on, do whatever you want. I wrote a scathing letter to the landlords who I've known and love, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, and he called me back as soon as he figured out that I wasn't kidding. And oh, well, I, you know, it's really this issue of, oh, I was really doing it for you. No, that's not how it works in my game, buddy. That's not.
There's
how
a psychosis going on, though, with like people going staggering right back into the casino that they know is completely crooked. Yet it's like a compulsive addiction where they only talk about what they've won and never think about what they're truly losing. And they have no idea what's at stake here and how crooked it truly is, man.
Yeah, we just have to get people to, you know, to turn it off, turn off the TV, don't fund it, don't fund the NFL, don't fund the NBA, don't go to the baseball game. And that's hard for me to say. And Giuseppe knows it. Don't go. Sorry. Right. I'm not going to stand by and watch you murder these innocent young men who've worked their whole lives. Not on my watch. You know, that's what they're doing. Forcing these kids in this NCAA tournament, first time in probably my entire life, I didn't watch it. No, that's exploitation of blacks and minorities.
That's slave training right there.
That's slave training right there. And it just, it's hard for me to watch, just because I thought better of the University of Virginia. You know, I believed when Thomas Jefferson said, for here we are not afraid to follow the truth, no matter the cost, so long as reason is left free to find the truth. And it's clear reason hasn't been free for a decade. You know, it's one of the last quotes in our book, The Case Against the Mask. And that's what Thomas Jefferson said when he formed the university, that there would be an education. And there's that university closed. There's that university with kids in masks. There's that university that exploited that basketball, football, softball, track team, that kid that worked their entire life to go there. That's not Jeffrey Deaver's.
Scorpio. Yeah. Scorpio. I want to come back to Scorpio. I know he's got questions. He hasn't had a chance. Go for it, Scorpio.
Well, Dr. Judy, have you looked into this SPARS thing very deeply? Because one thing that's interesting about it is that this hypothetical, you know, pandemic SPARS is caused by a missionary that was in the Orient somewhere and then came back to St. Paul. So it's interesting how they're blaming it, essentially a Christian cause, which I found to be kind of an interesting little sidebar there. Yeah.
That's
Ebola in 14. Right. So we got to get rid of them.
21,000 Liberians, the Christian missionaries with a vaccine in their hand.
Right. So do you think that they're essentially that this is a plan for the next pandemic after this one? Like, do you think they're going to kind of lay this one to rest slowly for a little while and then bring up SPARS in a couple of years? Or how do you think this is going to go down? And what's your thoughts on, you know, what's going to happen over the next couple of years?
Well, I don't think they're going to lay this one to rest at all. And I think we've seen a little bit of it in the Seattle area and talking about the Africans. Oh, they're going to say, here come the Ebola. Here it comes, and that Ebola came straight from Fort Detrick, folks. Don't forget, Tony Fauci unleashed that in 2014 by way of Christian missionaries and a vaccine program to take those blacks off the diamonds and oil and cover up the confession of William Thompson, MMR. How do we get a contagious, you know, and this is the contagious Ebola. We've got that now. Remember the Somalians in St. Paul and, you know, those girls so severely injured. Those are people of color, so severely injured by the Gardasil vaccines and other vaccines. So, yes, they have no immune system, just like the folks, and they're forcing them into this COVID shot. No, the COVID shot's going to do its damage for years. And sure, they're going to scare everybody with the strain du jour. I just want to keep showing you how many strains of contagious Ebola, other coronaviruses, other retroviruses are in Vero monkey kidney cells, in every polio shot, in every COVID, in every shot, in that's the bat tissues. They're shipping these around the world. Flu shots. They're all contaminated. The cell lines in our laboratories. I heard Francis Collins say, "Oh, it's not a problem, Christians. We made those aborted fetal tissue cell lines in 1962." Horrors. They've been growing in the labs for 40 years, picking up every contaminant you can ever think of. He's got his strain du jour, and that's why we have to say, no, we think we'll strengthen our immune systems, not weaken them, and then you won't see the spread. Think about the measles outbreaks. That's the vaccinated folks. Think about all these things. Think about pertussis, and in fact, the mechanisms. Whooping cough. Remember the Big Bad Wolf commercial? Whooping cough. Oh, what did the vaccine do? It stopped you from coughing. Did it stop the spread? Killed people with it. Blame the unvaxxed, and it was the vax. See, we know the mechanisms. The game plan doesn't change. But what needs to change is people need to say no. No more. We can't say no for anybody else. I can't do any more than save the people who listen and my family if they listen. But I know a lot of my family doesn't listen, as we talked last time. So it is what it is. And I feel bad for the ignorance. But yes, this SPARS agenda is just the agenda marches on. Anybody you don't get in the first wave. Remember HIV in Africa, it murdered the middle generation. So only the old and only the young. So that's what the Gallo and Fauci murdered everybody with that shot when they had a test and they could have stopped the spread of the laboratory variants coming out, not the original virus. Remember, they blamed some French Canadian promiscuous airline steward. They blamed promiscuous black men. I don't remember what they said about, you know,
We're hitting the break, Judy. We're so glad to have you here. We're opening the phone line, 540-352-4452. Call in and get on the phone. It's a big deal.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11, available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
We got our first caller online, Saul from Colorado. Join the conversation, Saul.
First, thank you, everybody, for having Dr. Judy Mikovits on your show. And Dr. Mikovits, thank you for being on other great shows like the Kate Daly Radio Show, which is where I first heard about you. I have a question, and then I'll get out of the way. Del Bigtree was just talking about the Sputnik 5 vaccine for farm animals, dogs, and cats. You and I both know that they're going to be shoving this on everybody's poor pets. Would you please tell us what you know, if anything, about this?
Well, I don't know anything about that, but yes, they're going to blame the pets and force this on everybody's pets. And so they're going to become super spreaders in the family. Particularly the cats are a real problem because they have HIVs. They have infectious cancer-causing and AIDS-causing retroviruses in the family of HIV. And dogs have a lot of coronaviruses. Better to give them the type 1 interferons you can get from Paxamune, Paxamune. Just put that type 1 interferon from cows in the feed and try to keep them away from your pets. But yes, and in the food supply as well, as we were talking in the first hour, Bill Gates is buying up all the farmlands, and we can already see in Northern California how sick the cows are here, the food supply. And then Bill Gates is shipping sick cows over from Africa and saying they were made in America when in fact it was only packaged here, any meat. So it's going to get uglier with our food supply. So we have to start growing our own food.
Really stunning. We have a second caller here from the 408 area. Just give us your first name and state and join the conversation.
It's Paul, California.
Yes, Paul, join. Go.
So, Judy, I heard your episode with the airlines and Santa Barbara Airport. I forget which show it was. And I'm sure everybody has already told you. You've already got a case when they try to force some arbitrary standard on you that you haven't agreed to with a different mask. So next time, don't resist. Keep your arm. Just peacefully get up and walk off the plane.
I think there's a time for resistance. I mean, I didn't do that. I didn't think about it. It was just I was going to educate doctors. And doctors needed to see the electron micrographs with the carbon nanofibers, with the asbestos things, with the things that are going to drive lung cancer and really kill these kids. I mean, I didn't expect to get beat up like that. I wasn't when I was arrested in 11. And this was clearly an officer. It was Scott McKay's Patriot Street Fighter first. And we've got the picture of the officer, the sergeant, and as I said at the top of the show, we've got two lawyers that are going to go after him. So maybe we can stop some of this murder by mask, and it is murder by mask. So hate to be beat up, but I'm never going to not speak the truth, and I'm taking.
No. I mean, everybody completely understands and, of course, admires your spirit. There's no doubt about it. But the one thing to always keep in mind, and believe me, I know it's true. I've known many police officers. There's an underlying frustration to the job because they do, in many cases, have to deal with a lot of riffraff. And a lot of people that become cops tend to be a little bit on the aggressive side anyway. And I know just from my brief experience being a security guard, when there's a few sites here and there, I have to deal with riffraff and so-called homeless. And there's times where, you know, it's like I'm itching to go hands-on, but of course I can't. So in many cases, this is just going to be a little bit of a trigger for some of these people. And they're going to be a little bit rougher than they need to be just because of all the other times they've laid off. So it's just always something to keep in mind. Just secondly, really quick, just for anybody else out there who's listening and for you for future reference, part of the story that you told was being taken to another part of the airport where they put a lot of pressure on you to sign a notice to appear. And here's what I would say to you. What a lot of people don't know, the reason they have you sign this is because it's essentially a contract. You don't have to sign anything to be criminally charged. In fact, they sign a complaint. You don't have to sign anything to be civilly to bring a suit or to have a suit brought on you. They just serve you with papers that are signed, a signed complaint. So, and here's the other thing a lot of people don't understand is they can't really take you to jail as long as the courts are open. They do it all the time, and that's another lawsuit. It's in the California codes, like it is most states, they have to take you to a magistrate, and you have to be served with a written complaint. This is something they're loath to do. So if you've already killed the day, and it's during the daytime and the courts are still open, you can either not say anything and you can get up another lawsuit. And by the way, it's Supreme Court decisions are on multiple jurisdictions. It's about $50,000 an hour for this false imprisonment. There was a case in Florida where they did something to the guy where they took him to jail instead of taking him to a magistrate. And he won, I think he won about $75,000 because they stole like a minimum of an hour and a half of his life for the nonsense, because they can't just take you to jail and book you if the courts are open. Now, a lot of police don't know this. If you want to inform them of this, then a lot of times you're going to be avoiding any problems because there's going to be back and forth phone call or back and forth walkie-talkie, and that'll get cleared up. So just for future reference, you know, if they had indeed taken you to jail, and I mean, you had friends with you and you have a lawyer standing by, I would have just let that happen, because that's another lawsuit right there for whatever that's worth.
To just say I was alone. And what you might have forgotten is in 2011, I was taken from my house at 1 o'clock on a Friday afternoon and held in a jail with no possibility for bail for 5 days. And at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, that magistrate, that judge was upstairs in Ventura County. Never got one hearing, lost everything I ever made, $10 million, everything I owned. Never.
Wow.
Got a lawsuit, filed everything. This is the end of our last chapter of plague. The government knew this in 2014. So unfortunately, I did not know some of the things you just said. And as far as that policeman goes, they took the only other person on the plane, because I was the second person to board. They took that person off the plane. They put the pilot and the flight attendant in the cockpit and let that policeman have his way with me. That was not a frustrated policeman. There was no
way.
They ripped the phone out of my hand, my right hand, while they taught me a lesson. And I guarantee you they knew who it was.
Right. And, you know, it goes to show that in many cases you are dealing with, you know, it may not have been, as I put it or you put it, a frustrated policeman, but he certainly was that type that is willing to go ahead and inflict damage on essentially, you know, an older woman. I mean, what kind of man would do that? There's no way that I or probably anybody on this panel, we would just, you know, gently, you know, coax you out of your seat if that was in any way possible. But yes, you know, there's a lot. The frustrating thing about hearing this show, not just the medical side, but all the legal stuff going on, is nobody knows anything. You made a statement earlier, Judy, about, you know, when are people going to wise up? And I have a feeling they're just not. They're not going to wise up. You know, what happened to me yesterday is a perfect example where I go into the store, and to be honest with you, I had no need to go in there. It's been a while since I picked a fight. And I just felt like, okay, I'm going to go in and I'm going to test this store, the Office Depot, Office Max. They're combined now. So I walk in, and right away the kid says, sir, do you have a mask? I said, yes, I do. He goes, well, you need to put it on. I said, well, I prefer not to. And I continued to walk. And then I hear the little walkie-talkie chatter, you know, got a guy with a mask. So then the manager comes out to talk to me. And here's this manager, some broad in her early to mid-30s with purple hair, right? She's got two masks on. And the masks are both sucked down really tight. And she tells me I need to wear a mask. So I said, well, is that a law or is that your policy? Oh, well, it's a county ordinance. I said, well, can you name the county ordinance? Can you name law? Well, no, but it's our store policy. Okay, is this policy in writing or is it just you telling me? Well, if you want, you can call 1-800-OFFICE. I'm not calling an 800 number. It's just me and you. So do you have anybody above you I can speak to? Do you have a district manager? Well, they're on vacation. I said, okay, well, let me explain something to you. I'm protected under California law to come into the store as long as it's open to the public. It's public accommodation. This went back and forth for a couple minutes, and there's no way in any shape or form that I was able to communicate the most commonsensical things to her. She kept repeating the same thing. I'm sorry, but I can't have you in the store. The county said we can be held liable or responsible for people in the store without a mask. I said, okay, do you have a name? Somebody from the county told you this? Oh, well, that's what the store said. I said, okay, none of this makes any sense. I got her card and I left, and I'm probably going to serve her with a little complaint, if nothing else, just to teach her a lesson. But everything is a fraud, and it's the most frustrating thing in the world, and I totally understand. Thanks.
Yeah, that's it is, but it, you know, doing things like that, and I hear you, you know, and I unbuckled my seatbelt a little bit too slow for that guy, but it was clear, you know, on this day I was going to teach more than 1,000 doxers how dangerous these masks were. I can't be a hypocrite. I can't do that. You know, I did not expect the outcome, but, you know, it's just, you know, I feel like going into stores and doing that every day and picking those fights, but I don't every day. I do sometimes.
Are you going to bring a cause of action against the airline?
Absolutely. And against the airport. And and against the police officers, against the steward, flight attendant, against the pilot, everything that we can. I've got a couple of great bulldog lawyers.
I would love to read those complaints, and I would be great if you post them somewhere, or if we can exchange by email. I would love to read the complaints that have been prepared. But yeah, the airline cannot impose an arbitrary standard. The minute you buy that ticket, that's essentially a contract, and you both agreed to perform, and essentially they can't come after the fact if it wasn't agreed upon before in writing. In other words, under the California codes, like most codes, you can't impose an obligation without a contractual agreement or a law, and we both know there's no law.
You know, but, bought the ticket, the Medical Academy of Pediatric Special Need, I had no contract. I got that plane by a ticket given to me by the people who invited me in Florida.
We have another caller, Paul. Paul, you made excellent points, Paul. Scaredy Cat is here. Scaredy, join the conversation.
Hi, Jim and Dr. Judy and Chris and Chris Weinert and Giuseppe and Scorpio and Saul and Paul. Thank you very much for talking to me. I have 3 points. Dr. Judy, I talked to you exactly 1 year ago, actually on Jim's show last spring when... At that time, everybody was startled at the packed stores and shoppers crowding in and empty shelves. And at that time, I had mentioned to you that we were alarmed at this new thing called masking, suffocation cloths on people's faces. And I had mentioned to you that I was just sitting on my mom's, visiting my mom's porch, and there's a beautiful walking path with a pretty pond. And I was saying that that's the shot heard around the world. It won't be a bullet of Lexington and Concord, but it would be pretty girls, you know, wanting to show off their good looks, gentlemen walking their dogs, and happy boys on skateboards. And so since then, it's been exactly a year. And I'm one of those, what should I say, stupid citizens who got lost after your first sentence. And then I picked up a few things on the past hour and a half. So therefore, I heard you just say half an hour ago that you have 3 books. I would like to buy as many books as I can, but especially the one book that I can give an actual child, you know, the person who lived inside of me, who is wanting to get the shots, ironically named, you know, medical injection shot. It's the same thing as a rifle bullet shot. So which is the one book that would make most of an impression on an innocent young person, and not where to buy from big corporations, but is there your personal place or a friend's, a small bookstore where I can give them the money? I'll skip my third point because I talk too much. Go ahead.
The easiest point, the place to buy the book, the books, the best book is, you know, Plague of Corruption. And is, you know, as far as telling the whole story about the shots and the corruption, that is an easy read. That's a 3 or 4 hour read. Every chapter kind of stands alone. So just start with the last chapter. It's 3 pages long. The second book is The Case Against the Masks, 10 Reasons Why Mask Use Should Be Limited. And that Giuseppe held that up a little while ago. And it is literally a fourth grader can read it, or a second grader can read it. It's a very short read. An hour just shows you, you know, Kentek and Lively is an attorney. So the case against the man, how dangerous they are, how, and it's illustrated by Ben Garrison, the political cartoonist. So you can watch, you could just look at the pictures if you're Tony Fauci and you don't understand. And so it's that one's simple to, and it costs about $10 or $12. All of our books are published by Skyhorse Publishing, Simon and Schuster. So we have to, you know, they the publisher sells them. Books a Million, you know, is not Amazon. So Books a Million, most local bookstores. We found a bookstore in Coos Bay, Oregon, that actually had the book. So the local bookstores, you can order it through them. And help local small bookstores. That's the best I can really do. But Amazon censors the case against the mask because they don't make enough money on it. But we try not to. We appreciate not buying at Amazon, but we try not to shoot ourselves in the foot because the goal is education.
Scorpio, did you want to comment on the questions?
Sure. Well, you know, just to kind of add on to what Paul was talking about, you know, it's amazing how people are so adamant about this masking thing now. You know, the height of irony, I went into a local health food store and I don't wear a mask. I just don't do it. and the woman that runs the place told me that I could not come in anymore. She used to not care if I wore a mask, but she told me that you can't come in anymore without a mask because you're going to make me sick. And this was at a health food store. And the, you know, the irony of that statement just went right over her head. And I'm just amazed at how people are, it's just like a cult. These maskers are like a cult, and it seems like the cult is growing stronger right now.
The Branch Covidians. Like Branch Covidians. Yeah,
go ahead, Giuseppe. Did you want to further the exchange?
Yes, I would like to get Judy's thoughts on the shocking numbers of murders from these new type of injections that they're selling to people. I mean, between Europe and America, the real numbers appear to be over 100,000 people murdered already in the last 3 months. What are your thoughts on these? They're suppressing so much of it, but those numbers are real.
Yeah, the actual numbers in that the CDC reports, 50,000 serious adverse events, more than 3,000 deaths in this country, in Europe, 4,000. So if that's 1% of it, you can easily multiply by 10 and get 100,000 murders. We know in Norway and in various parts at the nursing home murders, you know, we know in this country, many of us can count 4 or 5 just counting.
New York.
And so, yeah, the murders by the shots and the devastating disease by the shots, different from when they murdered everybody with HIV in Africa. Now it's going to be the middle generation, the 50 somethings taking care of both their parents and their brain dead children. So it's going to be a nightmare here as the children not necessarily are being killed because they have strong immune systems, but they're being maimed and their brains are gone. And they'll be institutionalized and unable to function. So it's incredible that people don't just simply wake up. But I don't have an answer for that.
Saul, did you want to squeeze another question in, Saul? If not, Chris, would you like to comment on all the above?
Wow, yeah, we're really breaking some serious ground and connecting some serious dots here. So this is something that seems to have been planned for a long, long time. And we're almost seeing how like the resistance has been systematically snuffed out in terms of its presence, whether it's the PatCon conspiracy snuffing out state militias in the 90s, labeling the white nationalists or the average middle class American who are being mostly dispossessed by this operation, whether it's the outsourcing of production from NAFTA or China or whatever, or even some of these, you know, banking laws or the deregulation things that are going on. There's so many different scams that are going on, and really they're all hitting at once. They're all being exposed at once. And it's like they're playing whack-a-mole or something like that. They're just pumping cash into these things. They're doubling down on the deceptions, it seems. And many of these things are being funded by the Federal Reserve, it seems to me, like these disinformation programs and even efforts to really radically go after anybody who's the resistance as passing some sort of COVID misinformation. So this is extraordinary in the level of financial commitment that is being funded and provided against the taxpayers. This is I'm beside myself. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, actually, the good news there, I'm rarely at a loss for words, but the good news there is, whoever thought the entire world would be saying vaccine in a way that it's a murder weapon and not an immune support. So
it's like a war crime. This is like a war crime. Yeah. This is really what we're seeing. We need a Nuremberg type thing here to sort this out.
It's out there. Children's Health Defense has written it. People around the world have written it. The Canadian, Sasha.
Reinhard Fulmich is carrying some good stuff too. He's got some real good stuff, man.
Exactly. Around the world, you know, the people are waking up and doing the best we can to end it. You know, sure, millions of innocent people are going to be murdered as they have been in the past. So that's just the fact.
Giuseppe, having organized this masterpiece of an interview, I'd like you to sum it up and take us out.
Well, in summary, we have a satanic, hypnotic entrainment of much of the world, and we salute Dr. Judy Mikovits for her heroic efforts to try and wake people up and point people to natural solutions. The only way you're going to survive this in the next couple of years is you support your immune function as best you can. And Judy, do you have any thoughts on what people can do in that regard?
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing. So it is supporting people's immune system. If you go to a website, drxmd.com, there are solutions. We are looking at, you know, a lot of different natural product solutions, dimethylglycine, you know, healthy food, growing your own. So lots of solutions out there. Berberine, quercetin, a lot of good formulations, vitamin D, the sun, you know, tea tree oil, essential oils as anti-infectives, not toxic hand sanitizers. Just get out the pool, you know, just everything we can do, get out there, you'll be okay. And once people wake up and realize nobody's getting sick, folks, yeah, I have a little cough, who cares? You know, or that you recover. Several of my friends got really sick last week, and I just took over some berberine, and I took over just coughing. You know, they call it COVID, but they, within a day of the supplements, they're fine. And they're like, okay, that gives you confidence. Can I stop the strain du jour? Yep. We've got a God-given immunity, and it's a lot strong. It's a lot better than anything Fauci or Gates can figure out how to murder.
Yeah, it's better than compromise, no doubt.
Thanks to Saul, Paul, and Scaredy for their calls, which were excellent. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, I was just saying, yes, your immune system is far more effective when it remains uncompromised. And great points. Thank you all for allowing me to be part of this panel.
Judy, you were just masterful. This could not have been better. Giuseppe, my compliments. Judy is a fabulous resource, a national treasure. I only hope Americans will pay attention and listen, because it's not just hyperbole to suggest their lives are at stake. It's a raw fact of the matter. Their lives are at stake. Their children's lives are at stake. The future of this nation is at stake. And while I'm an agnostic, I say, God bless Judy Mikovits. God bless the United States. And let us save ourselves from the devilish, demonic force.
listening to Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.